Hello?
Hi, is this George?
Yes, yes. My title is Professor of Media Studies and Popular Culture.
Okay, at Auburn University.
Yeah, yeah. Auburn University in Alabama.
Right? Okay, great. Well, thanks for talking to me. And I guess my first question is, what intrigued me about your book is that you wrote about it sort of starts at the time of Elvis's death.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of, it seems like it's kind of about the persistence of Elvis's influence and sort of as a, you know, the persistence of his iconography. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And actually it's not nice of you to locate that book. It is a grim reminder seeing that was 1997, I think.
Yeah.
So that would have been, you know, that would have been what I did, Rick, was, for the 20 years since Elvis's, and I always say alleged death, because you still have that group of Presbyterians out there who are the true believers and believe he's still alive, even, you know, Wednesday it'll be 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did was looked at all of American culture, you know, in music, literature, theater, art, performance, politics, sports, you know, just really took a look at the cultural landscape to see all of the iconography, all of the images and references to Elvis. And in that 20-year period, it may have leveled off since then. You know, the last 20, I think, as the demographic has aged and things like that. But so it's just remarkable, the Elvis's afterlife. When he died, somebody asked Colonel Parker, you know, well, what are you going to do now? And Colonel Parker's response was, well, I guess I'll just keep on managing him.
Yeah.
And I think he said it very flippantly, but it turned out to be incredibly true. And Greil Marcus, who's a really great, great cultural critic, he wrote a book in 91 called Dead Elvis, but he had a passage in there, and I think it's in my book, talking about, you know, Elvis's death basically being this big bang, that he detonated this universe, and there are just all these fragments of him still floating in the universe, you know, in film and in music and in art and politics, you know, and all these places, sightings and you know, because there are so many reference points with him. That I think is part of it, you know, that you had the music. You know, we're always going to have, well, here's Elvis's body of works. You know, no fat joke, pun intended there. But in addition to that, you've got Graceland. So you've got this place. You've got the movies. I just surfed past Turner Classic, and they, of course, Wednesday are doing, you know, an Elvis film festival. And then in addition to that, you have sunglasses, you have fat jokes, you have peanut butter jokes, you have jumpsuits, you have Las Vegas, you have Memphis, you have sideburns, you have thank you very much. You know, you just have this whole body of references, impersonators. I think that in itself, it almost becomes self-sustaining. I share that with my students in popular culture and in fame and celebrity courses that I teach, and they're usually really amazed at all of the, I have a PowerPoint, you know, about 60 slides that show a lot of these images. And I think a lot of them are just so young that they think of, you know, the Elvis Vegas bloated, overweight version and not familiar with the younger version. So it's a remarkable mythology that's really sustained. Beyond, you know, you can talk about JFK and Marilyn Monroe and Princess Diana and Michael Jackson. They're runners up. I don't think anybody, you know, still has reached that.
Yeah. What do you think it is? You think it's the music and Graceland and how did the iconography become, you know, because there are so many great artists who died, you know, at around the same time and longer, and it's, you know, we remember them, but it's not the same.
Yeah. I think that it's a whole mythology that you almost have two distinct personas. I mean, you know, the 1950s Elvis, the young Elvis, as opposed to the, quote, old Elvis, even though he's only 42 when, you know, in 1977 right. when he died. So that by my standards, certainly is young,
no.
And by everybody's. But, yeah, like I said, you have the music, you have that body of works, but all these other things, you know, the pink Cadillacs, and just, even if you're not familiar with Elvis, you get the joke, you get the reference, you recognize the sideburns, you recognize the sunglasses or Hound Dog, or you can go to Graceland. There are all these tangible things, whether you grew up or you were even alive with Elvis or not. You know, that was the other thing, too. In 92, when they had the postage stamp, basically a presidential election, you know, that they had a runoff in terms of, well, what image are we going to put of Elvis on the stamp, the old or the young? And then you also had a faction of people saying, well, this election is illegal because you have to be dead for 10 years before you get on a postage stamp. And so Elvis is still alive, so we can't even have this election. So I think there are these religious underpinnings to this. I mean, you really do have, I use the term proselytarians, just people who are true believers. And there have been a lot of, that's a huge part of the mythology, just the religious allusions to Elvis as a messiah figure, and he had followers, and he had this gospel, this body of works, and charisma, and all those things. So I think that helps sustain it. Death itself does, too. Anytime people die young, which, again, in Elvis's case, at 42, and we just finished Princess Diana's anniversary. Dying young is just a, you know, that's part of that whole live fast, die young mythology, too, that we feel betrayed. We feel like you're supposed to be around a lot longer and that type of thing. So there are a lot of things that work there, socially, religious-wise, artistically, culturally. I think it'll be interesting to see how long it sustains, you know, especially with new generations. But here we are 40 years after his death, which is, you know, shocking that it's been that long. And you know, that mythology is still going strong.
And I mean, but these mythologies, you know, they don't, you know, they come from the people who maintain them and who create sure. them. And what do you think is behind that? Do you have any ideas?
Well, you also have the commercial dimension to it. Obviously, that's an undeniable part of the mythology, that whether you want to call it exploitation or, you know, just the whole trademark thing, whether it's Lisa Marie or Priscilla or the Presley estate just taking advantage of that. You know, it's history. I mean, it's cultural history. And you really do have to acknowledge these marks that people, even though they're, you know, entertainers, I mean, we place a lot of value on that culturally, especially to the, yeah, obviously, the older generation now that came of age with Elvis in the 50s. I was too young. I was more of a Beatles and Birds, more coming of age in the 60s, so I didn't really get Elvis until a little bit later. You know, trying to understand the attraction and the mythology and that the people just place a lot of value in that. What he represented, you know, just that the 50s Elvis, just that, you know, that sneering punk and nonconformity and, you know, getting in fights in his movies to defend a woman and things like that. All those things, you know, the big screen appeal no doubt helped. And here's a, you know, a handsome young man and incredible energy, just things that are, those things themselves are pretty timeless. You know, the same people that the millennials and younger generations are responding to today are people with energy and charisma and you know, maybe a chip on their shoulders. And, you know, those are kind of enduring values with any generation, you know, that sense of individualism combined with artistry.
Hmm. I guess so. I mean, it's just a, it's just funny that, I mean, there are so many people I see going to Graceland, you know, who they were not alive when Elvis was alive, but it's still something that touches them.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of it too, Rick. I think just that we have that opportunity that it's almost, well, okay, I'll go along with this ritual. You know, I got to check this out and see, you know, what the jungle room was about, or, you know, whatever it might be. Our son, who's 26, just revisited there, went back there. We took him there when he was younger. And, you know, his take on it this time around was a lot different. He just thought, well, you know, that's pretty cool, pretty sad that he had all this stuff and kind of, you know, blew it, or that wasn't enough, you know, that the whole trappings of fame. And so they're just the whole narrative is a pretty interesting story, that fundamental mythology of either live fast, die young, or resurrection and reinvention and careful what you wish for, and just all those things. Yeah.
I guess so. I guess it's a combination of those factors.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Professor. And if I can call you back if there's anything else.
Yeah. If you... is this for radio, Rick, or television?
Well, it's a this is a radio station. I'm doing this okay. I'm doing this for the website. I will certainly send you a link when it's online. I don't decide what gets on the radio, but I'm going to send them all the interviews I've done for this, and if they put stuff on the radio, I'll let you know that too.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, it's a pleasure talking with you, and do feel free to call back or send me an email. The other thing, I have PowerPoint stuff. I can forward that to you if that would help you for your website.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Maybe I'll send that. It, you know, just has a lot of quotes and images. And
that'd be great,
and actually.
That itself,
it's kind of a survey of those things. But
that'd be
great. That may help you for your purposes.
Thanks. Yeah, no, that was the other thing I was going to say about the iconography. You know, there are all these... there are all these Elvis impersonators, Elvis tribute artists, and, you know, honestly, very few of them look very much like him. Or, but, you know, if you put on the sunglasses and the wig, you are, you're being Elvis, and that's like, that's known. That's, you know, 40 years after he died, you know, he's almost been gone as long as he was here. And, but you put on the wig and the sunglasses and you're being Elvis, and everyone knows that.
Exactly. It's an automatic, we recognize that reference point.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing else like it. I mean, some of them, oh, that's Roy Orbison. I mean, it may be close if it's a bad Elvis impersonator, but still, it's, you know, the jumpsuit, those things are the Cadillac, the thank you very much, and all that's the hip shaking. All those things are really very, very familiar reference points.
Yeah. You know, you have women Elvis impersonators, you have black Elvis impersonators, Asian Elvis impersonators. So actually looking like him is not really the criterion.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. When you're doing different genders and ethnicities, actually Elvis, was, I think, one of the biggest ones. He's in this PowerPoint. You'll see a lot of those images. But, it's just amazing. The landscape is just, I don't mean to chuckle about it, but it's just, because I'm so familiar that it's truly remarkable that it's just sustained. And I am on a lot of levels. I mean, you know, older artists like Springsteen and people like that who are truly inspired by Elvis's presence in music. I mean, they're very reverent about, you know, the songs that they'll write about Elvis or things like that. So there's a wide, wide range. You know, you go from that to people who just think Elvis is a joke, you know. And so all of them have some validity in different ways, for sure.
Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to add before I...
Probably when I get off the phone, Rick, and 20 minutes later, something will come to mind.
Right.
But, if it does, I'll email you. I'll send you this PowerPoint. And like I said, if there's something that comes to mind that you need, please feel free to check with me either via phone, cell, or email. Okay. Right.
Okay. Thanks much.
Good. Good talking to you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now. Okay. Thanks.